an outbreak of gun violence in Oakland, how guns are being treated like the new urban accessory in a live report.
In less than 12 hours, six separate shootings on the streets of Oakland have left three people dead, several others injured. A lot of people tonight are grieving and blaming the easy availability of guns for a problem that won't go away.
Coming up next tonight, Eye on America. We'll be taking you to the most dangerous neighborhood in the country.
Crack is part of everyday life in East Palo Alto. Most people take it for granted. Bob Hartley can't. He opened his recovery house smack in the middle of the worst drug area in town. And even though he was beaten and shot at, he openly confronted the drug dealer.
This is the most dangerous neighborhood in America. Not Washington, D.C. or Detroit or Los Angeles, but a small California town, East Palo Alto.
This is the murder capital of the states. We've got to get more help.
Six overnight shootings with three fatalities is a bad night for any city. For the city of Oakland, they were homicides number 42, 43, and 44 this year.
I have not seen this much death in Vietnam that I have seen on the streets of Oakland since I've been here. It's time we stop.
Drugs are just about the only thing there is to buy in East Palo Alto. One McDonald's is virtually the only commercial development in 20 years.
Just after 8 last night, police found two more shooting victims in the 5400 block of International Boulevard. He says kids in Oakland who kill and are killed by guns is not unusual.
Around here, I think it's pretty easy to get a gun because people sell them on the street like this fast.
In East Palo Alto, this is John Blackstone for Eye on America.
Live in Oakland, Renee Kemp, KTVU, Channel 2 News.